Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early crossbar post. Goal!
Soccer.
Let's talk to my league. And Michael Zappone joins me for Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane from Fox Sports. Hello, Zappers.
G'day, Kev.
What did you make of last night's fairly clinical win, I would have described it, by Sydney over Adelaide?
Yeah, look, you know, they did what they needed to do, Sydney FC. And when things go your way in a season, you know, it tends to give you that confidence. And last night, I think they, you know, had their own slice of luck. Earlier in the game, Ryan Grant probably should have been sent off for a foul on Marcelo Kruska, one of the stars of Adelaide. He had his studs raised. It was ugly, you know. He got him on the shin, the middle of the shin. Could have done a lot of damage there. And normally with that type of challenge, that's a straight red. So I think, once again, the referee missed that one. And that changes the game. If a player's sent off...
Do you miss it, or are they a bit gun-shy on the back of the Berisha and Roy O'Donovan incidents?
Yeah, maybe they are, but they're very different. They're very different incidents, those two incidents off the ball.
Yeah.
Regarding, you know, head-high tackles or head-high contact. And this one, for me, is a clear send-off. So then, you know, when your luck's not going your way, as is the case with Adelaide this year, decisions aren't going their way, it made it hard for them. They were good in the first half. It was 0-0 at half-time, and they really tested Sydney FC out. But Sydney FC, what we've learnt this year is they've got plenty of quality in their side, and they took two chances in the second half in the space of, you know, 3 minutes, and that was enough to decide the game. So this unbeaten run continues. It's extraordinary, and Graham Arnold set the bar high for his team this year, and they put the challenge out there to his team and said, let's go through the season as the Invincibles. Let's not lose a game. And that's what they're aiming to do. And so far, they've managed to do it. 16 rounds in, it's an extraordinary effort and a great record. And they're going to be tough to beat. And they come to Melbourne on Thursday for Australia Day and a glamour clash against the Melbourne Victory. Normally, this game is, you know, a great game, and no matter where these two sides are on the table, but this week's going to be even more special because it's 1v2, and Victory have a game ahead of them tonight, which we'll talk about in a moment. But, you know, Thursday night, Australia Day at Etihad Stadium, should be a beauty.
Should be an absolute beauty, but it's obviously going to depend on what sort of shape Victory are in after this little stint of tonight's their sixth game in 25 days. Fair schedule. They've headed to Perth. A line-up against Glory tonight, and it will be a very different-looking Victory side by the look of things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Kevin Muscat had a decision to make, and that was to rotate his team on Tuesday night in Wellington or tonight in Perth. He chose to keep pretty much his strongest starting 11 on Tuesday night in Wellington, and that backfired on him. They were they looked a little bit fatigued, and they were second to the contest, and they just weren't switched on mentally. And the Wellington were way too good on the night, and Victory never looked like being in that game. So that being said, he now moves on, forgets it, and this weekend he has, as you said, on Perth Glory tonight, and he needs to now freshen up that team because they are fatigued, and also he needs to think about this coming game on Thursday night. So he'll make wholesale changes. There are two players who automatically ruled out, Jason Guerrier and Fahid Ben Kalfala, who are out suspended. So I would imagine that Daniel Georgievski comes into the starting 11, who's been, after he broke his collarbone earlier this year, has struggled to get back into the starting 11 because Victory have been so good. And, of course, the other change with Guerrier and Kalfala, the other one, I'd imagine Jay Ingham would come in. He's been really good off the bench for Melbourne Victory this season, so Ingham will probably come into the side for Kalfala. So they're the two logical changes. And then you'll look at Marco Rojas, and Rojas has been outstanding, but he's had a few hamstring issues and a bit of tightness over the last couple of weeks. So I'd imagine he wouldn't risk Rojas tonight and leave him fresh, freshening him up for Thursday. And that opens another position in the team. So perhaps someone like Mitch Austin, who started the season as a starting 11 player, will come into the starting side tonight as well.
And your World of Football co-host, Dave Davidovich, actually has suggested that Oli Bozanic might stay home as well and not make the Perth trip and rest his legs too, because he's had a pretty solid campaign this year.
Yeah, he has. I think he's probably played, without looking at the record, he's probably played every minute of every game or thereabouts, and not far off that. So, you know, then that would probably open the door for someone like Rashid Mahazi, who hasn't had a lot of football in the first team this year, to start as well tonight. So, you know, that brings a freshness to the team, and a team against Perth Glory that, you know, are sitting around the top six. Perth Glory, they've been up and down this year, haven't been very consistent, but on paper, they've got a very good side. And traditionally, Melbourne Victory have found it really hard to win in Perth. So it's a tough assignment for them tonight. By no means are they assured of coming away from this game with something. And with Melbourne City winning the other night, it just sort of tightens things up a little bit. A 6-point gap between second and third, and should Victory lose tonight, it certainly opens up the race for that second spot on the table.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It'll also be interesting tonight to see if he gives Maximilian Beister much of a run. Sort of really hard to work out what he's doing with him, Zappas, from the point of view of he's not playing him, but then he puts him on, but now he puts him on for a short amount of time, and I'm not sure that he's been terribly convincing when he has been on the park.
Yeah, and that's right. So I think, you know, when you look at Victory's record over the last 9 weeks, they were coming into the Wellington game, 9 games undefeated. Included in that run was 6 wins on the trot. So when you're winning like that and your team's fit and healthy, you don't change the starting 11. And that has been really difficult for Max Beister to get any game time. And as you said, he's only had a few minutes here and there. And he's not looking as sharp as he should be. And that's a combination of him not playing any football for a year before coming to Melbourne Victory through a series of injuries. And then also when he came, he had needed to get himself back into match fitness. But you can only train so much. Then you need match time, and he hasn't had that match time to get that sharpness back. So you're right, yes, he should probably play tonight, and I'd like to see him play a fair amount of game time just to get him back into that rhythm of playing minutes during a game. So I'd imagine we'll see a lot more of Max Beister tonight.
Now, the transfer window is well and truly open. Are we starting to see a fair bit of movement now? I've noticed that Connor Chapman's on the move.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of movement around the A-League, and you know, there a lot of players are moving, especially within China and Asia. I didn't catch up on the Connor Chapman news, but you know, you've seen Robbie Cruz and James Holland both signed for a club in China, and that was confirmed a couple of days ago. And there was concern that the rule change in China, where they have one less Asian player in their roster now, might affect them, but Cruz is now settled. He's got a new club in China, and that's really important for him because he hasn't been playing regular football in Germany. James Holland, of course, moved from Adelaide United to China as well. But we'll see a lot more of that in the next week or so as the January transfer window closes.
Yeah, the Melbourne City have refused to comment on it, but your mate Dave's got it, so I imagine it's gospel. He's off to Incheon United in South Korea, pending a medical, so I think we can wave him goodbye. Well, he's dropped down the pecking order in City's defence,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. And Ruan Tonyuk is the young, you know, 20-year-old defender, has been really good for Melbourne City and has kept Connor Chapman out of the side. Australian defenders especially are sought after in Korea. We've got a few playing over there, and Adrian Lau, the former Melbourne Victory player, is one of them as well. So that's a good move for Connor Chapman. If you can play regular football in Korea, it's a very, very good league.
The other games that are finished up this round 16, Zappas, Wellington take on Brisbane Roar. That's now fourth versus fifth, believe it or not.
Yeah, and Wellington have won 3 games in a row now. So, going for 3 games in a row. They've won their last two, and you know, they're a good side. And we've always said it this year. They've got a very good squad. For some reason, they just didn't gel under Ernie Merrick, and they've made the coaching change there, and they've tweaked a few things. They've brought Shane Smeltz in. Guy Finkler's struggling to get game time at the moment. They've just sort of changed their system a little bit, and that means Finkler's starting on the bench, but it seems to be working for them. So they were very good against Melbourne Victory, take nothing away from them, and wouldn't be surprised if you know, they could knock off Brisbane as well and make things really interesting in the top six.
And the other game to finish up the round, Western Sydney and Newcastle Jets. Time for the Wanderers to get a wriggle on.
Yeah, it's a puzzling one, isn't it, with Western Sydney, a team that everybody thought would challenge for the title again. They won, they made the grand final last year, losing that one to Adelaide United, and Tony Popovich is really scratching his head as to how he's going to score goals. I think their biggest problem has been the lack of a number nine, a proven goal scorer, and he's looking around to bring someone in this January transfer market, and he needs someone. He really needs something up the top to help his side. They've been playing good football, but just haven't had that end product. So he'll be desperate to bring one or two players into the squad before the end of January.
Hey, look forward to the World of Footy tomorrow at 8 a.m. with yourself and Dave Davidovich.
Yeah, thank you, Kev.
Malloy calls the pony, joining us there. For Alpha Barbers, Melbourne Central, Hardware Lane and Flinders Lane. Catch the boys tomorrow morning at 8. We're jam-packed with great guests. Don't miss that.